The Lodger Shakespeare, His Life on Silver Street, by Charles Nicoll, narrated by Simon Vance, copyright 2008 by Charles Nicoll. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking Press, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. This book looks into some aspects of Shakespeare's life in London over a couple of years in the early 17th century. Larger issues of interpretation belong to the book itself. I will confine this preface to a few procedural points and some hearty thanks. Many Jacobean documents use the old-style year, which ran from the 25th of March, Lady Day. This is useful to know when reading them. It means that an event dated the 1st of January 1605 took place a month after an event dated the 1st of December 1605, but is liable to cause confusion when quoting them. When necessary, I have amended to modern style. In the example cited, I would give the first date as the 1st of January 1606. On the matter of original spellings, the demands of authenticity and readability pull in opposite directions. To modernize everything is to lose a certain richness, an orthographic brogue intrinsic to the period. On the other hand, quoting everything in archaic spelling can make things hard going for the listener. Inconsistency has seemed a lesser evil than either of these. I have tended to quote documents, letters, diaries, and so on in original spelling, and literary texts in modern form. Sums of money mentioned in the text cannot be correlated precisely with modern values. Based on the retail price index, it is estimated that £1 in 1604 had a purchasing power equivalent to about £144 in 2006. However, this is not always helpful as an overall...